Hey guys, welcome to the ASDA podcast. ASDA stands for Atlantic Student Development Alliance. I'm your host, Aniza Mohammed. On this episode, we will be talking about highlighting international students' experiences in PEI. Hey guys, welcome to the ASDA podcast. ASDA stands for Atlantic Student Development Alliances. My name is Aniza Mohammed and I am here today with the beautiful
Joanna Sante.
Welcome, Joanna. Tell us a little bit more about your background and where you're from.
Okay, so yeah, my name is Joanna and I recently graduated UPI. I majored in political science and a minor in sociology, and I'm currently working at the Startup Zone as a services coordinator here.
Okay, that's awesome. Can you tell us a little bit more about like your university experience before you got the job? Like, how long have you been in PEI?
Okay, thank you, Aniza. So I've been in PEI for 4 years. I came here in 2017. I vividly remember the day I came. It's like time flew by so fast. So yeah, I've been here for 4 years and my student experience, the very first 2 years were a bit rocky because I was a bit like introverted, shy, and I just didn't want to meet new people and all of that. But during my third, fourth year, and I think with my first and second year, so I struggled a bit academically. Yeah. So I made use of the international space, the international hub, and the people, the counselors, all of that there. So they were able to help me. And then in my third, fourth years, I actually had such a great experience. I joined some clubs and societies, and yes, so it's been great, and I'm happy to graduate, though.
Yeah.
Yes, so.
Let's be done with school.
Yeah, with school, done with all that responsibility, but school was a great time. Yeah, I met amazing people, so.
What are some of the barriers of being an international student? Obviously, you're far away from home and everything. How has that been treating you?
Yeah, I think it made me tougher. It made me tougher. And some barriers I faced was integrating into the society or the community as a whole. I found that very hard because I think it's very easy to just come to a new place or a new country and just, you know, be friends with people that look like you and just be in that comfortable like circle or something. So I think I wanted to transcend that. I just wanted to be friends with people, but I found that a bit hard. Like, just, you know, making friends with people. I like diversity. I like to make friends from all over, and I did make some friends from like different countries, get to learn other people's cultures and all of that. But I think the number one barrier was like integrating into the society. It was very hard at first, like just that making friends especially. But with time it got a bit easier. Yeah, it was easier. And just as I also grew into myself, as I was maturing and just like leaving childish ways behind or something. So that was my one of the barriers I faced. And
do you feel like you were able to build a community for yourself and like,
yes,
be able to like network for yourself basically?
Yes. I prior to graduating, I joined the Atlantic Canada Study and Stay program. I applied for that, and that was, it was very helpful too. I was paired with a mentor. So what they do is it's like a 3 months long program or 6 months long. Yes, they just teach you like things, especially for people who are about to graduate. They teach you the job market, resume, like all you need to know about Canadian society, Canadian job market, and all of that. So I was privileged to be part of that, and it was an amazing experience. So what they do at the end of the program is pair you up with a mentor with your same interest. And I'm interested in politics, international relations, like that is my forte, like that is what I like. So I was paired with an amazing mentor and we've built that connection. And our mentor, like our mentorship mentee relationship has gone beyond just that. We've become family. He's also introduced me to, so I've built other network apart from like people I know. So that has been good, yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. It's also a great example of using the resources that are out there for you.
Yes.
Before ASDA helped you, did you find it difficult to find a job in your field of interest
studies? Yes. So when I was in school, right, I worked part-time jobs, and those were like minimum wage jobs, fairly not too hard to find. But yeah, after school, I was like, oh my God, I'm about to graduate, right? That anxiety, like, what am I going to do with my life now? All of that. And Daniel from ASDA, he reached out to me that, oh, we're ASDA. I was like, okay, that is amazing. It's such an amazing initiative you've got going on. Because I think after school, people tend to be lost. Like, what am I going to do now? And Daniel also told me about how I should work on my soft skills, you know? It's not, okay, yes, I've graduated with a poli-sci degree. I have a sociology minor. Yes, I graduated with a first class honors, all of that. But now that you're coming into the society, you have to work on your soft skills. It's not necessarily about what you studied in school, especially for an art degree. Poli-sci, I mean, I love politics, but I'm not just going to go right after politics. I'm going to work in the government or something. I mean, it's a possibility, right? But you've got to start from somewhere. So I think it's the thing with an art degree is it's pretty subjective.
So I
think I was having that anxiety. Oh, what am I going to do? Like, my dad was like pressuring me, go do your master's. I was like, no, daddy, I also want to get some work experience, gain some Canadian work experience. So I was like, okay, I'm going to work. So just around that time, yes, so ASDA reached out to me because that was Daniel from ASDA. He reached out. I was like, Joanna, you're graduating? I was like, yeah, I'm graduating. And he told me all about ASDA and I think he was just starting up then. So he told me, I was like, that's an amazing initiative. And so he made me send my resume and he helped me with it. We tweaked it, we fine-tuned it to just apply for jobs. So I think we applied for two jobs. There are two jobs. One was an executive assistant position and the other one was the position here at the startup zone. So we applied for that. He even came around and we just did an interview because it's been a while since I'd gone for an interview. So I was just a bit nervous about that too. Like, it's been a while since I'd gone for an interview. And this was an interview for a full-time permanent position. I've interviewed for like minimum wage jobs or retail jobs and all of that. But this was like, okay, full-time position. And I had to, you know, research the company, what they do, so that I know that I'm knowledgeable, right? Exactly, yeah. Of it. So I had to, the store is such a great help. And yeah, so thanks be to God, I got the job. I applied for it and I was called for an interview and then I got the job instantly. So
okay,
so I would say that after school, I mean, I had plans because that time I had no idea of ASDA. So I had plans to like, okay, now I'm about to apply for jobs and all of that. And it's going to be a process, right? Apply for jobs, like see what jobs. But I think ASDA helped in a way that they were able to like narrow down jobs, like, oh, this job looks good for someone, especially in their Facebook community. So that helped a lot than me just going on Indeed and seeing the number of jobs. I'm like, okay, where do I start from, you know? So
yeah,
they're helpful in that way. Yes, the ASDA team helped in that way. So
yeah, they helped you like find direction.
Exactly,
basically. Yeah.
That guidance, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Tell me a little bit more about your current job. You obviously work at the startup zone. Yeah. Like, what does a day-to-day look like for you?
Okay, so my job, like, it encompasses administrative and receptionist, like roles. So administrative, I handle, like, the emails, inbound calls here. And, yeah, we recently organized an event, like a Q&A. It's a startup group thing. So Mikey, he's the entrepreneur and resident here at the startup zone. So we helped bring that into fruition. And basically like just welcoming people into the zone, just letting them know about our program offerings. We've got like the resident company program here that people apply, business owners or startups in the community, they come here and some people just want to know what we do here. So I do this. So day to day is basically doing that, letting people know what we do and just answering emails and calls and yeah, things like that. Yes, and also handling the financial invoices part, and that is also welcome. People also have an interest in using our co-working space, so they come here and then they'd like to use that space, so I help them with that too. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds awesome. What are the hours like? Is it like Monday to Friday, like weekends, evenings?
Yeah, it's Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. Those are our hours. Yes.
Okay, what would be your advice to students and graduates regarding the job market right now?
I think they should be open-minded and they shouldn't self-select. One thing I learned to not self-select. As that, like, there's some jobs I see, I'm like, so much experience, like they're requiring this and that and that. I mean, maybe you're 80% qualified, but just don't, you know, just don't give up or be like, oh, they're not going to call me back or this.
Don't sell yourself short, basically.
Yes, and it can be daunting. Like, am I qualified for this? I was telling one of the members of the ASDA team about. He's like, no, you should never self-select yourself out of a job. Just apply anyway. This, I mean, you continue knocking, there's bound to be a door open. So yes, be open-minded. Sometimes you should know that you can, as I said, be open-minded to opportunity. Some people just have like this mind that, oh, they want to do justice. So if it's something out of that, out of that working opportunity, they wouldn't take it. But you never know where you can find an opportunity or a window of opportunity, right? Yeah. So you can go do another job. Maybe you're a computer engineer or an engineer, or you study sociology or whatever. So you wouldn't go do a job. But I think the world is changing. We have to adapt. So
yeah, so don't be afraid to venture out and try something new.
Yeah, just find your feet in life, right? Like, some people are blessed to know what they want to do from the moment, maybe earlier on, right? But some people do not know. For me, I mean, I have an idea of what I want to do, but I'm now like looking at the path to go there. So while I'm going to do that, I'm going to just be open-minded, see where I thrive at, where I don't find my strengths, my weaknesses, and just build on that. Yeah, so.
Yeah, definitely. Because, yeah, you know, life is what happens when you're busy making plans, right? Yeah. So you just kind of gotta keep going.
Put your feet in the water. Don't be scared.
Do you have any advice for like employers or like employees?
Yeah, I think employers.
Yeah, employers. Like
employers.
How they should treat their staff and anything like that?
Yeah, I think for me, I'm blessed to work in such a positive like atmosphere. I actually look forward, of course, I wasn't so used to the 9 to 5, the Mondays to Fridays, but I know that I'm not coming to work to be pissed or be in a toxic culture or anything. Yeah. I get along with my coworkers, so mm-hmm. yes. So
you're
I
in
think
a positive.
Yes, employers should make sure that where their employees work in itself, so like people are actually happy, they're gaining more, right? And just people are not dreading to come to the work, so they should make it an atmosphere where everybody's respected, everybody feels inclusive, yes.
And safe, yeah.
And safe, very important, yeah.
Do you have any last comments? Anything you want to add? Any advice?
Yeah, so I was actually watching a TED Talk some time ago about an actor called Ethan Hawke, and he was just saying, he said something that really resonated with me. He was saying how we should play the fool. I was like, what is play the fool? So what he, and it like really resonated. I was like, okay, I'm gonna run with that, like play the fool. He said you should go out more, do what you wouldn't do, talk to someone you wouldn't normally talk to, just talk to, it's so easy to, you know, be friends with people you share the same maybe cultural or religious like attributes or something, right? Mm-hmm. But play the fool, go talk to somebody, read a book you're not supposed to read, go network with somebody you wouldn't even dare, like send that email, you know?
Yeah.
So yes, I was like, okay, I'm gonna play the fool. Like, it's so hard to be in our comfort zones, but we should just go out there, even with fear of being ridiculed or something. We should go out there. So
yeah, I don't think too much about what like others think or would say.
Yes,
kind of thing.
Yes.
Just like focus on yourself.
Exactly,
you know?
And meet people. Like everybody is today. I met an amazing person. Like I learned so much just from the talk we had. Right.
Yeah.
Like we just, I don't know how we got like started talking, but I was like, okay. So if I hadn't struck the conversation, I wouldn't have learned so and so. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is very important. Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for being on the podcast
today. Thank you, Anisa and Asda, for having me.
That's it for this week's episode of the Asda podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Asda Canada. If you have any feedback on today's episode, we'd love to hear from you. Join us again next week, this time for more job ready tips. I'm your host, Anisa Mohammed. Thanks for tuning in.